Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a pull old school D&B drop for a sunrise set. Today we're making that kind of drum and bass drop that feels nostalgic, hopeful, and still heavy enough to move a club system. Not a giant overcomplicated track, just a focused, emotional section that feels like it arrives out of the mist at dawn. That's the vibe. The big idea here is control. In D&B, the strongest drops are often not the busiest ones. They work because the energy is managed really well. We use tension, filtering, drum anticipation, and low-end restraint so the drop feels like it's being pulled in rather than just slammed in. So as we go, think about a sunrise DJ moment. The tune has been darker, tighter, and maybe a little more tense. Then your track comes in with a warm chord, a rolling break, and a bass line that opens up slowly. That's the emotional lane we're aiming for. Let's get set up. First, open a new Ableton Live 12 project and set the tempo to around 173 BPM. That's a really nice middle ground for this kind of D&B. Then create a few basic tracks, one for drums, one for bass, one for pads or chords, one for effects like risers and impacts, and if you want, one extra track for a vocal chop or textured layer. Before you start building sounds, it's smart to drop in a reference track. Keep it low in volume and listen for a few key things. How long the intro lasts, how the riser builds, how much low end is present before the drop, and whether the first bar of the drop feels full or restrained. That reference is going to help you avoid overdoing things. In drum and bass, phrasing matters a lot. Allow the time, 4 bars, 8 bars, or 16 bars is all you need. Now let's build the drum foundation. For that old school feel, drag a classic breakbeat into simpler or onto an audio track and chop it up a bit if needed. If you don't have a perfect break, no stress. Use a loop from your library and make it feel human. The goal is not robotic perfection. The goal is movement. If you're using simpler, slice the break and keep the groove alive. If you're using audio, warp it carefully and let the natural accents breathe. You can add a little drum buss if you want more glue and character, but keep it subtle. You're not trying to crush the break. A good starting move is to use EQ8 and high-pass the break somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz if the low end is getting crowded. That frees space for the sub. Then, if the break feels too clean, you can layer a second break quietly underneath it, maybe with a slightly different tone. One layer can carry body, and another can carry detail. The important thing is that the drums feel played. A little snare flick, a ghost hit, a tiny velocity variation. That stuff adds life. In old-school influenced D&B, the break is often part of the emotion. Now let's move to the bass. We want a bass that pulls, not one that overpowers everything. A really beginner-friendly approach is to use Waveedable or Operator and build a saw-based bass with slight detune. Then low-pass it so it doesn't fight the drums. If you're using Waveedable, start with a simple saw sound, detune it slightly, and bring the filter down so the bass feels restrained at first. Then add saturator after it with a small amount of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, just enough to give it some attitude. Keep the bass mono with utility, especially in the low range. That's super important. When writing the bass line, don't just hold notes constantly. Think in call and response. Let the bass hit, then breathe. Let the drum speak, then answer. That space is what makes D&B feel so good. For this sunrise vibe, the bass can start a little more muted and then open up later in the drop. Even a small filter opening or note variation can make the whole section feel like it's waking up. Now add the sub. Make a separate MIDI track for the sub using Operator with a sine wave or a simple sub preset if you prefer. Keep this part very simple, one note at a time, following the root notes of the bass line. Fast attack, short release, and set utility to 0% width so it stays mono and centered. If the sub and the bass are fighting each other, that usually means the bass layer has too much low end. Use EQ8 to carve out space. The sub should feel like it's underneath everything, not floating around in stereo. In D&B, a clean mono sub is what keeps the drop punchy and DJ friendly. Next, let's create the emotional layer. This is where the sunrise feeling really starts to appear. Add a chord stab, a soft pad, or a piano-like layer that gives the drop some hope and nostalgia. You can use Waveedable, analog, or electric for this. Keep it simple. You do not need a huge chord progression. Sometimes one memorable stab repeated well is enough. Try a minor key with a slightly brighter color tone, or a chord that feels like it shifts from darker to more open. Then process it lightly. Auto filter is your friend here. Start with the sound filtered and distant. Then open the filter right before the drop. Add some reverb for space and a little delay if you want width and tail. Just make sure to cut the low end with EQ8 so the pad doesn't muddy the drums. The trick is contrast. If everything is open and bright all the time, nothing feels special. So keep this emotional layer tucked back in the intro and let it bloom as the drop approaches. Now we build the pull into the drop. Since this is a riser's lesson, this part matters a lot. You can make a really effective riser using just stock Ableton tools. A simple approach is to use operator or wavetable with noise, then automate an auto filter cutoff upward over 4 or 8 bars. You can also add a reversed crash or reversed atmospheric hit to make the transition feel more organic. A nice starting point is to move the filter cutoff from around 300 Hz up to somewhere between 8 and 12 kHz over the riser. You can put a little reverb before the filter if you want a larger airy tail. Keep the riser present, but not louder than the whole track. A riser should pull the ear forward, not bury the drop. For extra tension, try a little snare roll, some ghost snare buildup, or a short silence right before the drop. Even a tiny gap can make the drop feel way bigger. That little moment of absence is powerful. Now let's shape the drop itself. Think in 2-bar energy blocks. That's a great way to build D&B. In the first 2 bars, let the drums and bass enter, but don't give everything away too soon. In the next 2 bars, open the bass a little or bring in the chord stab more clearly. In the following bars, add a fill, an extra percussion accent, or a filter opening. Then, by the end of the phrase, let the emotional element bloom a bit more. A very common beginner mistake is making the first hit too full. For sunrise emotion, the first bar can actually be a setup, and the second or fourth bar can be the real payoff. That contrast makes the drop feel bigger. You can even use a fake-out drop. On the last bar before the drop, cut the bass for a moment, leave a little vocal chop or reverb tail, and then slam the groove back in. That kind of move can really lift the energy. Now do a quick mix pass. This is where you keep the emotion clean and powerful. Put utility on the bass and sub so you can check mono. Use EQ8 to carve space between the kick, break, sub, and chord layer. Use compressor lightly on the drum bus if needed, and don't drown the whole thing in reverb. A good rule is this: if the drop still feels exciting in a more mono-like situation, it will usually translate much better in headphones and on club systems. Keep the sub centered, keep the bass controlled, and let the wide stuff live in the pads and effects. If the snare gets harsh, gently reduce around 3 to 6 kHz. If the low mids get cloudy, clean them up. Small corrections go a long way. Here's the main creative mindset for this style. Use the breakbeat to tell some of the story. Use the bass to create pressure. Use the chord or pad to create the sunrise feeling. And use automation to make everything feel like it's moving toward a release. Don't be afraid to make the drop slightly darker by reducing brightness rather than reducing energy. That's a really useful trick. You can keep the weight, but make the emotion more moody and underground. A few quick pro style reminders. Try filtering the bass itself, not just the riser. A slowly opening bass filter can create a really nice tension arc. Use saturation before EQ cleanup if you want more character. Keep one slightly noisy or dusty texture in the background if you want that old school underground feel. And remember that tiny automation changes every 2 bars can make the whole drop feel alive without adding clutter. For a quick practice challenge, build a 4-bar sunrise drop transition right now. Set the project to 173 BPM. Add one breakbeat loop. Make a simple bass phrase in wavetable or operator. Add a sine sub. Create one chord pad and filter it. Then make a noise riser and automate it upward. Add a reversed crash or swell, and drop the bass out briefly right before the hit. Balance it so the sub stays clean and the riser doesn't overpower the groove. If you want to level that up, stretch it to a 16-bar sketch. Keep the first 4 bars restrained, open things a little in bars 5 to 8, add a percussion or fill change in bars 9 to 12, and make the strongest emotional moment in bars 13 to 16. That gives you a really natural tension to release arc. So the big takeaway is this: for old-school D&B sunrise emotion, you do not need a million sounds. You need strong phrasing, clean low end, a breakbeat with attitude, and one emotional layer that knows when to step forward. That's how you make a drop that feels like a memory arriving at dawn. Now it's your turn to build it. Listen back, and feel where the pull gets strongest.